This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Four separate explosions rocked Baghdad this morning. At least 35 people died and 224 were wounded in one of the most violent days in the Iraqi capital since the end of the war. The targets, the headquarters of the International Red Cross, and three Iraqi police stations. The attacks coincide with the start of Ramadan, a holy month of dawn-to-dusk fasting for Muslims. It was a dramatic escalation in a guerrilla war against the U.S.-led occupation in Iraq. U.S. commanders say they are braced for more. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
The explosions went off with almost military-like precision on the first day of Ramadan. At 8:30 this morning, a bomb in the Al Bayra police station. 5 minutes later, in another part of town, a driver and an ambulance packed with explosives rammed the security gate of the headquarters of the International Committee of the Red Cross. 8:35 is rush hour. Hussein Jaber was already at work.
We were in our office in front of the Red Cross. We heard explosion. We found many injured people all along the street.
The blast shattered the windows of a nearby school. Heavy pieces of shrapnel scattered for a quarter mile. Within another 30 minutes, two more explosions at Iraqi police stations. In one, the bomber used a police car and was dressed in a police uniform. It was a bold string of bombings that terrorized this city in what appears to be a carefully planned campaign. One suicide driver, whose target was yet another police station, was shot by Iraqi police before he could detonate the explosives in his car. He was taken to Ibn Nafis Hospital and treated before American soldiers took him away, says Hilo El-Kafaji, the hospital administrator.
And he said, I am from Yemen. I came for Iraq through Syria.
For most Iraqis, it makes little difference who is doing the bombing. In Baghdad, this bloody day has already marked the first post-war Ramadan. In previous years, families would go out at night to break their fast at sunset. Now, the restaurants are almost empty. At a time when U.S. authorities lifted the nighttime curfew to accommodate the Ramadan observance. Today's events are an example of the fragile stability of Baghdad. Schools and soccer fields have been repaired, government salaries paid on time, the zoo and a new bridge have opened, but the opponents of the occupation can undermine the confidence of the capital in a single day. Mohammed Kamel was wounded, along with 65 other Iraqi policemen.
They are targeting the Iraqi police because we are working with the Americans. And as Ramadan starts, we are in a worse position because people hate us and they have for a long time been threatening us.
Senior U.S. officials acknowledged this week they didn't expect the opposition to be quite this intense for this long. In Baghdad, Brigadier General Martin Dempsey, commander of the 1st Armored Division, made the same assessment after a rocket attack Sunday on a heavily protected hotel.
You know, this is not the kind of conflict where we're going to know it's over because somebody walks out of a building with a white flag. And so if the standard of effectiveness in Baghdad is the single bomb or the single attack, then it's going to be a long year for both of us.
And a setback as the administration tries to convince Iraqis and international investors that the country is moving forward.
Thank you for coming.
In the northern city of Mosul, the first day of Ramadan passed without violent attacks. Colonel Will Harrison of the 101st Airborne Division hosted a lunch at the city university a few days ago. Colonel Harrison says it was an acknowledgement of the religious month.
We understand that there is Ramadan. We appreciate what it means to them. And it's also an acknowledgement that they do have something very important coming up.
Mosul is ahead of the rest of the country in reconstruction and security. Employment is up in the city. Military patrols are down. But still, Anwar Al-Fayed, dean of the Science College, considers the progress of the rest of Iraq and is worried.
We don't know if we have a future or we just lost it. Worry and fear, I think, is the keys of understanding what is going on here.
And there are fears that the bombings in Baghdad are just the start of a new, intense campaign. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.